Some of you have felt like you are in a losing season. A losing season. You've lost a lot. You really have. And this is not some moment for a Dr. Seuss. What it means is up to me. What you do is up to you. This is a theological thing that is from the beginning of Scripture to the end to show you what to do in a losing season. Back to Genesis 50. After Joseph has lost a lot, first he had to lose his coat. And it was Gucci. That coat was so colorful. Listen to me when I say the coat was the least thing that he lost. He lost his sense of connection. Because we've talked about context, but now let's talk about connection. What it means is up to me. And now Joseph is going through this series, and this series of, I won't even call it unfortunate events like the book called it. I'm going to say this series of events from Joseph's standpoint were disconnected. How could the Bible say in Genesis 37 through 50 that God was with Joseph when he went through so much? Because most of us, to say that we have God's presence means that we are in situations that confirm his favor. And usually what we mean when we say God is blessing me is things are going like I wanted them to or better. Right? So for the Bible to say, and this is what I was thinking about, for the Bible to say that the Lord was with Joseph doesn't necessarily mean that that's how he felt while he was walking through his life. That was written after the fact. And it is always a mistake to try to figure out what this season means while I'm still in it. Paul says, this will mean fruitful labor to me. So I'm looking forward to the future with expectation. But while I'm in it, I'm having to choose to see it that way. How do you interpret the losing season of your life? So we assume, well, this went wrong. So God must be punishing me. Because the thing is, you know some secrets about yourself. Some things that you're not doing exactly right. Some things that would make you not a candidate for God's mercy and grace. And because we kind of live on an ego system of achievement to earn it, to get it in our own strength. We kind of go, well, God must be punishing me. But I saw something. I saw two things. One was in John and one was in Genesis, and then I'll bring it back to Philippians, where Jesus said something. I'm going to do this backwards. Go to the second verse of John 15 first, where Jesus says, I don't know if you've heard this before, but he says, he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. Now I'm going to ask you something. Who is he? Put it back up. Who is he? If you don't know the answer to that, you will misinterpret the pain in your life every time. Look at it again. He prunes. Who is he? We love to give credit to the devil. So I'm really glad for the context of verse 1. Because the context of verse 1 lets me know the motive of the one who is performing the task in verse 2. If you always think it's the devil attacking you, everything bad is the devil attacking me, you will miss the opportunity to bear fruit. But I love verse 1. Put it on the screen. I, Jesus said, I am the true vine. I'm the one you got to stay connected to. I'm the one who's in control. I'm the one who gives you sap. I'm the one who gives you life. I'm the one who gives you strength. I'm the one who gives you the ability to grow. And my, watch this, my Father Abby said, what does fail mean? She figured she needed to get that definition from her father. I hear God saying, ask me about your life. Ask me what this see. Ask me what it means. See, here's what I know. Here's what I know. Even if life is cutting on me, God is holding the scissors. Even if a virus wrecked my plans, God is in charge of my life. He is Kurios, Lord, in control, in charge, on the throne, my Father. So you know what? I don't have a lot of answers. I don't have a lot of wisdom. I don't have a lot of knowledge, but I got a Father. Somebody say, I got a Father. You ready for this? And if I got a Father, that means fruit. This means fruit. This means He is bringing something out of this situation that is beyond my ability to predict or perform. Come get me off the stage, Holly. I feel too anointed. I don't even know who God loves so much that He wanted me to say this whole message to you. The proof is in the pruning. Oh, I'm hurting right now. That must mean that God is not with me. Oh, my kids are acting up. That must mean I'm a bad parent. You see how we do it? That must mean. Oh, that must mean. They didn't call me. They must not love me. No, maybe they have a headache. We interpret these things all the time. We interpret our seasons. We interpret silence. I know I've told y'all the story before about our honeymoon. Not the whole story, this one part. When I took Holly on a cruise, and it was a princess cruise, which to me is a pretty, I'm not doing an endorsement here, but to me it was about the best I could do, right? And when we were on the second day of the cruise and she was so quiet, I got angry. I was like, this cruise isn't good enough for you? She's like, no. When I get happy and relaxed, I get quiet. I'm the exact opposite, right? So when I get relaxed and happy, I'm jumping on the bed. I mean, when I get happy, I'm annoying. I'm obnoxious. I'm ridiculous. I drive everybody in the family to want to go camping without me in the backyard. And when I get relaxed, but see how I interpret silence comes from how I understand myself. When the kids were real little, when they were quiet, let me tell you what that did not mean. That did not mean they were praying. That did not mean that they were napping. I learned with little kids, that quiet means chaos. Y'all hear me? Quiet means chaos with little kids. And I had to learn about God that just because I don't hear Him saying much doesn't mean He isn't doing much. So how do you interpret silence? I told Holly, you too stuck up for this? This cruise isn't good? I wasn't mean like that, but that's what I'm thinking. It's the first time I've ever told her that I was thinking all that right here in this holy moment with you. But you see this question, what does it matter? That's a big one. But what does it mean? You're always putting meaning on things. And you don't even know you're doing it. So if you're in a good state of mind, you're like, oh, a bird showed up on my door and that made me think of Matthew 6. Consider the sparrows. Right? If you're in a bad state of mind, same bird can show up. You know, I heard birds mean death in some cultures, you know. It's just you putting meaning on things. And I know that's kind of an extreme one or it's dumb or whatever. But the other day, I think, I don't know, I didn't tell you this. Son, when me and Jet went to eat barbecue, and Jet's father, LaShawn, was a part of our church. April, Jet and LaShawn moved here to be a part of the church, and we lost him last year. And it's been just over a year. And we were talking about some of these things, and Jet's a musician, and his dad was a great songwriter and a great producer. He wrote for Brandy. When I heard them talking about The Boy Is Mine, that was LaShawn's song on the billboards last night, and he did get a Grammy. And but we lost him so suddenly, and it was horrible. But Jet was showing me how he's still writing songs. And I was sitting there thinking, oh man, that's LaShawn. That's LaShawn, you know, that's still living in Jet, and he's gonna be even better than Shiz ever was. And I'm thinking all this, you know, in between eating my barbecue, and I'm telling Jet, I'm like, hey, you know, God's hand is on you, this and that and the other. And he goes, Pastor, and he's very respectful, so he's interrupting me. I'm like, this is weird. He never would do that. He goes, do you hear that? And it was the song on the TV in the barbecue joint that his dad had put on his album, I Can't Wait, that he sampled. And we didn't even have to say anything. We knew. That Shiz wanted to eat barbecue with us. I said, Jet, do you think? He goes, yeah. That's all we had to say. So when you're looking for loss, you'll find it. When you're looking for the love of God, even in the worst loss of your life, every branch in me, I have a Father who prunes. What you do, Lord, is up to you. I can't control. That's where I do believe in the sovereignty of God. And Paul did too, right? Philippians 3:21, look it up. It says he's able to bring everything under his control. The phrase is in the book. But I don't think that means what we think it means. I think we think that means that things in our life come with meaning. No, they don't. One time I taught a session to the campus pastors called BYOM, Bring Your Own Meaning. And the thing I just keep confessing over my life, because you can really misunderstand things, I keep saying, this means more. This means more. Even when something is going away, the proof of his love is in the pruning. Every branch that bears fruit, Paul said, if I go on living, this means more fruitful labor. You're looking for his love, or are you looking for the losses? Now, whichever one you look for, you'll find a meaning to back it up. And a lot of pictures, I like to do the I love you sign when I take the picture. Y'all should see my Instagram account. The trolls that come on there, why are you making Illuminati signals or devil signals or something like that? It's the ESL for I love you. That's what it means. Somebody say that's what it means. But they said I was making devil rock concert hands. And I guess when you don't use the thumb or something, that's the devil or something. I didn't know. I thought it meant rock on. I thought it meant Motley Crue, Bon Jovi, Megadeth. I didn't know that's what it meant. Isn't it crazy how I mean love? And they're on there saying, why are you putting the devil on your picture? What does it mean? Has God been trying to show you his love? Even in the things like, oh, well, I'm not that great at this, so I guess God, no. Maybe that means God wants to use you a different way. I told somebody when Elijah turned 13, I said, he's having some trouble and this and that, and it was a bumpy spot. And I said, that must mean I'm a bad dad. That must mean I'm doing it wrong. He said, and the person saying back to me was older. They said, it means he's 13. You see what I'm saying? You're misinterpreting the season. He's supposed to differ. They said, if he didn't start making you mad, you would never let him leave the house. You got to make him mad a little while, and then you love him again, and then you make him mad again. That's it means he's 13. It means you're growing.
Yes, sir.
Paul said it means God wanted to do something in this prison. It means, see how we bring meaning? We bring the meaning. We make it mean what we want to make it mean. You meant it for evil.
Yes,
but God. How many believe we could spend an hour talking about but God? But God. And your life is not controlled by the intention of your enemy. And your life is not limited to the scope of your circumstances. Somebody say, I got a father. I got faith. Apokara Tokyo. And I eagerly expect. Let me tell you something. Paul had such a great faith that he had to make up a word out of other Greek words to explain his expectation. Somebody say, I can't explain it, but I got it. Say it again, I can't explain it, but I got it. Paul said, I got peace in this prison. I know I shouldn't. I can't explain it, but I got it. You can't make me panic. You can't make me hate. You can't make me bitter. What you do is up to you. But what it means is up to me.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.